From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. It's no surprise the Democratic presidential hopefuls in Miami for debates this week want to reverse President Trump's Cuba policy, but it's not completely certain that most Cuban-American voters will want that. Of the 25 Democratic presidential candidates, 19 have staked out policy positions on Cuba. Among those who have not is Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam. Just about all of those 19 favor a return to former President Obama's policy of engagement with communist Cuba, which President Trump has rolled back. In a Miami Herald op-ed this week, frontrunner Joe Biden called Trump's efforts to isolate Cuba a Cold War-era retread. Biden, who was Obama's vice president, also accused Trump of callously limiting the ability of Cuban Americans to reunite with and support their families in Cuba. Other candidates, including Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, call for ending the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. They also want Americans to be able to travel to Cuba with no restrictions. Most American voters agree with those positions, but it's not certain most Cuban American voters do. Mason-Dixon poll out this week shows 59% of Cuban Americans approve of Trump. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.